The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to look back on the weekend sport. And of course, top of the list, I suppose, was all the Premier League action. Colm Buick from Off the Ball joins me. Colm, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So it started with Liverpool and they won comfortably enough.
They did. Well, in the end, it was 2-2 for a long time against Bournemouth on Friday night, and they ended up winning 4-2. Federico Chiesa, Pat, ironically, was the only signing last season because they signed so many players this summer. He scored his first Premier League goal for Liverpool, would you believe? Only his third goal overall. He had scored in the FA Cup in a consolation in the League Cup final. Good finish against Bournemouth Friday night. Sliced right-footed volley into the far corner. Mo Salah then got his customary first goal of the season, first day of the season goal. And he is now the joint fourth top scorer in Premier League history with that goal, joint with Andy Cole on 187. So Liverpool won in the end.
So he's bound to...
He probably surpassed that. I don't know if he'll ever catch Alan Shearer at the top, but he's going to be...
Man City did the business... Comfortably, more than comfortably.
Yeah, they were really like spectacular. This is Saturday evening at Molineux. They won 4-0 against Wolves. So this is kind of about the debutant, one of the debutants, Tijani Reinders, Pat, the Dutch international. He was stupendous in midfield. Scored this goal 3 minutes after Erling Haaland had opened the scoring for Man City, another player like Salah who loves scoring the first day of the season. But Reinders' goal, from anyone who missed this, well worth watching. He takes it first time in his left foot just inside the box on the run, and Pat passes it, caresses it into the far corner. Like a technical finish of renown that you wouldn't usually see, even at that level of the game. He was fundamental as well to other goals that Man City scored in that game. And then Ryan Cherski, who they got from French football, from Lyon, he came on and added a fourth at the end. Haaland scored two overall, and Man City looked very tasty.
Spurs 3, Burnley 0.
Richarlison scored two goals in this game, the Brazilian international, both very good. The first one, difficult technical goal to score, just bounced up before he hit it. The second goal, arguably the goal of the weekend. Mohamed Kudus, who had a very good Premier League debut for Spurs, crossed it in, and Richarlison on the volley, flying volley into the back of the net. Super.
Fantastic. A great debut for Sunderland as they return.
Unbelievable, Pat. So they won 3-0 at home to West Ham United. Now, look, West Ham don't look great this season, and their manager, Graham Potter, is probably under pressure for his job, one of the managers that will be under possible consideration for sacking. But Sunderland, Pat, have already broken the curse of last season when the three promoted sides between them didn't win a game until early October in the Premier League. Sunderland have started in spectacular fashion.
Now, I have to say, Brentford, disappointed. We expected perhaps more from...
Yeah, I think that disappointment's a good word for it. Yeah, they went to the City Ground yesterday and lost 3-1 to Nottingham Forest. Look, a very good Forest side. Let's be clear about that. Chris Wood scores twice. The man of the moment last season for Forest started really well again this campaign. Look, from the Brentford perspective, of course, we have loads of interest. Keith Andrews, in his very first job as manager ever, took charge of Brentford yesterday. Queevan Kelleher was in goal for his new side, Brentford. And Nathan Collins, who was the new captain of Brentford, played centre-back. Kelleher, I would argue, wasn't necessarily at fault for all three goals. People disagree with that notion. They felt that he could have done better for the third goal and maybe for the first goal as well. Tough start for Keith Andrews. If you want to be very positive about a patch, they won the second half 1-0.
All right, Aston Villa and Newcastle nil all draw. Yes. A ditto Chelsea and Crystal Palace. But all eyes were on Old Trafford to see whether or not there was any improvement.
Well, that's a good question. That's the way to frame this. I suppose they were improved, Manchester United.
But it was an exciting game to watch.
They lost the game, but they created a number of opportunities. Patrick Dorgu hit the post. Brian Mbeumo, the new signing, had a header which was brilliantly saved by David Raya in the Arsenal goal, who had a great game. He made another lovely save from another new signing, Matthias Cooney, in the first half. United created loads of opportunities. Arsenal got the job done with a very sloppy goal from a corner where the goalkeeper, Altay Bundayer, was at fault. Afterwards, Ruben Amorim was very touchy in his press conference with the journalist, Pat. Didn't like the line of questioning about the goalkeeper situation at Manchester United.
Yeah, because they have a problem. They've had a problem. And Roy Keane was the one saying that the standing goalkeeper should have been much more robust.
I think he called them physically and mentally weak, which is a symbol of the club. Typical Roy Keane.
Now, let's talk FAI Cup and one departure of note.
Yeah, so there's a big game yesterday with St. Pat's beating Shelburne 2-0. So that's the League of Ireland champions, Shelburne, of course, who will be in European action again this week. Fantastic result for Stephen Kenny's side for Pat's after midweek going to Turkey against Beşiktaş, going 2-0 up with a side that wasn't their strongest. Brilliant display during the week, and this is a fantastic win in the FAI Cup. Elsewhere, Cork City beat Waterford on Friday night. Finn Harps beat Bray. Galway beat Salt Hill in the Galway Derby, and this is a huge result as well on Friday night. People missed it. Bowles nil, Sligo Rovers 1. Owen Elding, the young fella for Sligo, a lot of people are very excited about. They went and got the job done against Bowles. Kerry beat Cove, and then Drogheda United beat Derry City. Of course, Drogheda United, the defending champions, and finally Stephen Bradley's Shamrock Rovers beat Longford Town 2-1.
Okay, and finally the golf. I mean, it's in a minor key. Rory McIlroy is
3 under. Yeah, for in the in the B&W Championship. Scotty Scheffler again does the job. He's had an unbelievable last couple of years. Shane Lowry too is qualified to play the Championship, so another good performance. Finished one over overall, but added 3 under for round four. So a decent heading into the Ryder Cup.
Colin Bowie from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.